Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Timothy Shyamalan. Shyamalama-ding-dong.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Now, what if Norm is driving around somewhere? Like, I need you to ask Evan why he went there. Shyamalan?
You ask him.
And you went Tiffany Ding. What did you say?
Shyamalama-ding-dong. Otis.
Timothy.
Otis Day in the Night.
Shyamalan. Shyamalama-ding-dong.
You know who,
Good God, Goo!
You know who,
Otis. Dune was on in your studio. It kind of reminded me.
The movie.
You know who Otis Day and the Nights are? Clearly, right?
Otis Day and the Nights. I'm going to lose my black card.
I think you may.
No, Otis Redding.
Well, there's Otis Redding, but this is Otis Day and the Nights.
I remember.
They were in a movie. You might not have seen the movie. It's an old one.
I'm a movie connoisseur.
Animal House.
One of the best movies ever made.
Yeah, remember when they went to the bar and it was a black bar and they were the white guys and the black guys came over and said,
Can we
dance with your dates? Yeah, the band that was playing was Otis Day and the Night.
Oh, Shyamalan. Man, I might throw it in tonight after the Giant game. Dude,
that was one of the songs they sang.
Could we dance? Imagine that happening nowadays. Can we dance with your dates?
Yeah, if you remember.
Well, if you're a pro athlete, you can.
If you remember how they.
I do, Steiny.
How they ended up there, it was they went to the all women's college and pretended to be a date of a woman named Fawn Leibowitz.
Steiny, I got it.
Who apparently in the movie had died in a kiln accident.
That's a great pool, man. Oh, man.
What is going on here?
I don't know, Bob.
Fitz. Shut up.
Hey, you don't talk to my boy like that.
Yeah, we're trying to work on ourselves this summer.
Yep.
You guys can work on it.
What time's your haircut? Right after?
No, 3:15.
We'll see. What are you going to do after?
Well, I'm going to walk around the city and go at 3:15. Now, there does happen to be a place right around the corner, so I may kill 30 minutes, but today it's about the haircut, Goo.
And today, the Niners camp started.
Like, yeah.
Am I doing too much? I know we're talking Giants, and I get it, but...
It's Morris Day in the Nights.
Oh, Steiny. And I'm up here saying, well, Steiny, I brought up it's Otis Day in the Nights, and there's somebody there. There's a group right here on my screen, Otis Day in the Nights.
Maybe I'm right. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I was right.
And they played in Animal House, 1978.
Yeah. That's what I thought. So oh, they weren't fictional.
Who's Shyamalama?
No. Yeah. Ding dong. You don't remember? No. It's a ooh, mama. It's a great tune.
Well, mm-hmm. But.
Well, you are doing too much, but why did that cross your mind now?
Because this is the first year that I don't know what to expect from the Niners. You can miss the playoffs like you did last year, and I'd be oh. Or Stoddy, you could go 12-5, win the division, and get back to the NFC Championship game, and I would say oh. But it's the feeling that I don't know. Last year, this time,
yep.
I felt like the Niners were going back to the Super Bowl.
That's why
I really did.
They are in a better spot this year than they were last year at this point.
I'll go Roxy Bernstein, our guy. Please explain.
Well, first of all, if you'll remember, this is the time when Trent Williams wasn't around.
And I'll not let this go. Go ahead.
Brandon Ayuk was holding in. But I think the biggest difference between last year and this year, and you're going to say, oh, Steiny, but they were under the illusion last year that they were still a Super Bowl team. And what they didn't realize at the time is everything they were doing was pointed in the direction of not being a Super Bowl team. They just didn't get it. They thought they were invincible. And this year, I believe they have a more realistic expectation of who they are as a team. Just because they were a Super Bowl team two previous years, I think they came into last year. We talked about it a lot. Guys had different agendas, but yet they wanted to have their cake and they wanted to eat it too last year. They wanted certain guys wanted to get paid, and they did. And I don't think they were attacking the regular season like they did in the previous 2 years.
But, Steiny, what about – I'm not saying you're wrong, and we'll get to Ayuk, who I still think is an issue, more of an issue now, because you've been paid. They handed you something, and you're still doing whatever you're doing. I can't put my finger on it, but it falls under the umbrella distraction. None of what you mentioned had anything to do with them stopping, not being able to stop the run. That their defense has been their staple. None of what you just mentioned had nothing to do with their D-line not being able to cause havoc like they had been in the past.
Right. They weren't a Super Bowl team, and they thought they were. And they acted like they were just going to get back there. And they didn't, because to my way of thinking, they didn't dot their I's. They didn't cross their T's. I mean, they weren't able to pay the price. I think they got into the last season, and I've said this a million times. They realized how long the season is, and I think the first half of the season they were trying to just get by, and
well, they
not
were without
expend.
Their best player. Like we got to put respect on that.
All right,
for any team, but so
well they lost one guy.
If I can interject, and I have, Snoddy, interrupted you. So it sounds like you're saying, oh, they'll be right back. There is no personnel issue.
No, what I'm saying is they have a better understanding of who they are this year. And who they are this year, I think they understand they're not sure. Mm. I think last year they thought they were something that they weren't, because all they did was bank on looking back at the previous two seasons. And I don't think they were...
Ow.
I don't think while it was happening in the offseason, they realized that they weren't making the commitment that they'd made in past years. And maybe it was because they realized how daunting it was going to be to get through a 17-game season and make the postseason. And they got off to a poor start, and then injuries hit. And the next thing you know, they're 6-11.
Well, injuries hit. I'm just, again, Stoddy, I don't know where I'm going, but I got to give them a pass. The Niners, the whole team, for the injury started before. Well, you don't like the offseason gate. Trent Williams, we found out a couple players had deaths in the family. They were dealing with some hellified stuff, right? And I say that to say, as we found out after, but boy, Steiny, you tell me any team that loses their best player before week one, because I'll never forget being in the stadium for that, thinking we're going to see McCaffrey, and then find out not only is he not playing, he's gone. My Kuiper voice, gone. So, I mean, it almost has me thinking that's half the battle as to why you didn't make the offs, if not more. And then you talk about the injuries to Ayuk and everybody, you know?
You can give him a pass, which is what you just said you were going to give him for last year. I wouldn't. I wouldn't give him a pass. I think looking back,
they lost a lot.
I think looking back, we saw that they weren't going to be going anywhere last year because of the way the offseason took place and because they didn't get off to a fast start. I don't give them a pass for last year. I think last year they got a dose of reality.
Okay, so I guess what I'm saying to help illustrate to me and others, okay, so if they fix that issue, or you deem they fixed that issue of the offseason not being last, what does that equate to? What comes out in regard to win total? Or are you telling me that's just another conversation? Like,
I'm saying
if they fix that to you.
Fix what?
How they went into the offseason, does that mean, oh, watch out for the Niners? Because now, no, I'm stuck on Greenlaw. I'm stuck on the guys that are no longer here. Debo, as much as I thought, you know, that was played out and how they were using them, I'm like, so you're really going to start week one with Jennings and Pearsall being your guys with Kittle?
What?
I don't know what that is or how good that can be. They're going to go prove it.
Right. They don't like,
but that's
at least,
a difference.
At least they're not going into this season thinking they're entitled to make a Super Bowl run. And they're not, they didn't go into this offseason with guys demanding to get paid, at least not yet.
Well, you got a receiver giving you some mixed signals. I know he won't be IU.
I mean, to me, he doesn't matter.
Because he won't be available early.
When's he going to be ready? I don't know. So, you know, I get it. You think he's a distraction? I don't. Because I don't think Debo Samuel was a distraction last year, and I don't think George Kittle was a distraction last year. I just, the other thing, too, is, you know, you can give them a pass, but I just look at their personnel and what they had, and Brock Purdy took a step back.
Yeah.
And
the whole team did.
Trent Williams isn't the player he used to be.
Well,
and
he wasn't Nick last Bosa, year, Connie.
Nick Bosa, and he wasn't the year before that either, the second half of the season. So they're big boys. Didn't have good years, and that's a big – if you want to blame it on injury, you can blame it on injury.
No, I would be hella
I'm looking at their big boys, and none of their big boys were good, to my way of thinking, outside of Kittle.
And now you got rid of some of the big boys. And I'm talking about Greenlaw. I'm talking about Debo. I'm talking about Hufanga. All the little stuff around the edges were guys that were in Niner uniforms, play big-time football. I'm not saying the Niners didn't get it right, but I guess the pass was, Steiny – some of it is, not, and it's not all of it. Okay, well, damn, you're without your best player for 8 weeks. Okay, you're going to feel that. But I'm just talking about, have you replaced Greenlaw? What's Robert Saleh going to do now that he has this batch of groceries? Is it lesser or is it more than what he had last time he was here? I think the answer is lesser. But can he make it taste the same or even better? And that's what chefs do.
I understand that the 49ers had some hardship last year with Trent Williams and Chavarius Ward. Yeah. But also, I look at it mostly, they brought it on themselves. I mean, they just did. Ayuk held it, you know, Ayuk didn't practice. He got hurt. Williams got in late. He got hurt. McCaffrey, he got a contract. He got hurt. Like, so, I don't give them a pass. I just don't think they came in last year with the same mentality that they came in the previous 2 years.
Okay. Well, I've admitted last year, and I don't think I'm by myself, but the bottom line is it's you and I. I admitted last year at this juncture, I thought they could get to the Super Bowl. Do you have them right now, a playoff team? Do you feel comfortable in saying that? Or are you like, goo, I still need to – I'm going to say, what do you need to see? Because we're going to have preseason, but okay.
Well, if they don't make the playoffs, it's a terrible year because the schedule's a joke. I mean, that is the reason why I think the 49ers can win more games than last year is because, yeah, they lost some tough ones last year that could have gone the other way. So you figure maybe you win a couple of those, and the schedule is extremely favorable. So I don't. Yeah. I give winning the division. I think they got a shot at winning the division, and I know you can go on a run once you get to the playoffs. But do I see them as a Super Bowl contender like two previous years ago? I don't. I think they're in transition. They, you know, the year before they went to the Super Bowl. Last year they were 6-11. Who are they? I think they're somewhere in between. I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender anymore, but I don't think they're a 6-11 team, especially not with that schedule.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I just, man, you know, I sit here and I'm captain. You know, there's a price to a dynasty. And some could say, well, the Niners didn't win the Super Bowl. They don't constitute a dynasty, but miss me with that. You know what I'm talking about. This Niner team was playing more primetime games, big-time games, two Super Bowls since 2019, two against the Chiefs and Andy Reid. Bottom line, they didn't get it done. But what goes into those long-ass seasons is a whole hell of a lot of winning and good luck and good health. And they've kind of had all that. And, Steiny, I say that to say is this year will tell me, nobody cares, but it's my thoughts, if the window is shut or still open. Like, this is the, I need 17 more for me to finalize and tell you, okay, they're in transition, and sometimes that's not a good thing, Steiny.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. You know, I view the 49ers as, okay, let's think about Brock Purdy for a minute. Do you think Brock Purdy, he obviously didn't have a bad year, but now he's been paid. Does that change any kind of dynamic for Brock Purdy? In other words, is he in a better spot this year than he was last year in terms of his mental frame of mind because he got paid?
That is beautiful. But what if I told you, I don't think the system now can elevate him. He's got to elevate the system. And now that the Debo thing or that package is gone, Ayuk is not there. I'm not scared of Pearsall right now on paper and Jennings and Kittle. Like, and we got to see if McCaffrey's healthy. But on paper, Steiny, I'm not saying they're bums by any stretch, but that doesn't scare me like the Niners in their prime offensively when they were clicking. So I'm excited to see Brock, who's got the paper. Now can he kind of connect? Can you put them on your back? And maybe he's already done it, but he didn't get the credit for it because, oh, he's just driving the bus. But now, Steiny, I think we can look around and hone in on what the Niners are working with and really see if Brock is, you know, worthy of getting that check.
Yeah.
That excites me.
I look back at the year they lost to the Eagles and then when they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm. And I look at those teams and I try to be objective, and this team's not as good.
Oh, those Niner teams.
Yes.
Oh, no doubt.
So we're using two teams as a frame of reference, neither of whom won a Super Bowl, and we acknowledge they're not as good this year. I don't think they are, because they're older than they were 2 years ago, a lot of the guys who played, and then the young guys are pretty young. So
yeah, like, some haven't even played Pro Bowl.
Exactly. So that's, I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender. Now, you could nitpick and say, well, Steiny, how can you say they're going to win the division, or they got a chance to win the division, but they're not a Super Bowl contender? It's a fair thought. It's fair, because once you get into the playoffs, all you got to win is two or three games and you're in the Super Bowl. But I don't think this team's as good as it was 2 years ago.
All right. And I'm with you. And our guy Austin in San Jose in the chat. Guru, you cannot be a dynasty if you haven't won a Super Bowl. Stop it. I get that, Austin. You know I know that. But, Steiny, if I asked you who ran the NFC since 2019, the answer would be, I got mine.
Okay.
The Niners.
Great. What does it mean?
No, that's why I'm just telling guys like Austin.
Well, you're wrong. It's not a dynasty, though, so you shouldn't use the word.
But you know what I mean. Well, it's dynasty light.
Well, no, it's
not. Two Super Bowls.
A dynasty, dynasty light would be two Super Bowls in 4 years. Then they'd be like, is that a dynasty? 2-4? We'd be like, it's light. Dynasty shouldn't be used. You can't use dynasty if a team's never won it.
Come on, man. Work with me. That's kind of barbershop, bar talk. I understand that, and I know what a dynasty is. Well, apparently, but my point is,
apparently you don't.
They've been close. And then that's I'm throwing in Austin and you. I'm throwing in that NFC Championship game where you didn't even get a chance.
Yeah, no, Austin's right.
I know he's right.
Okay.
But you know what I mean. Well, they've been there.
You could be more, and we talk about this a lot, you could be a little more precise with your language.
Miss me. We ain't touching this. Yeah, I can but get I think
I think if we, put up a poll and said, have the Niners been a dynasty the last 5 years, I'll bet it would be 96-4.
Okay, give me this. Were the Buffalo Bills when they lost To me, they ran the AFC.
Okay.
But you can't be one because you didn't win. But hell yeah.
Okay, you're going to get mad at me, but
never.
The only reason you're using dynasty, even though they have no business with using the word, or you have no business using the word, is just as a way to pander to 49er fans.
What is that? What bill does that pay for me?
You would not call, you would not even use the word with any team that never won a title to use the word dynasty.
We use our lips and mouths at these jobs. The host is paintbrushes. Mm-hmm. And I was just painting the picture of the Niners have ran the NFC for the last 5 years, in my opinion.
Okay.
Now, okay, let's do that. That's a great. Softer land.
Okay. But
and that's all I was trying to, I don't like when, because now I'm starting to think if you do it, I don't placate to, if I say something nice about little Johnny's team, I get brownie point.
You do.
Nobody pays my bill, puts gas in the caddy. I'm the guy that said Kyle should be ran out of here when Trey got hurt. Find that drop.
Okay. Yeah, and how'd that hold up?
I hate guys and gals that take stuff too sick. You know what I meant, Austin.
Well, apparently he didn't. Apparently he didn't, and I just let you go
because
I'm a good friend of yours. But again,
radio cop.
Again, it's trying to think who would be.
Give it to me.
So the
Buffalo Bills was a great comp.
No. It's Denver was kind of a dynasty. The Nuggets, they won it 2 years ago, but
they hadn't gotten close any other time.
Oh. Well, no, they won a round this year. They were one game from going to the conference finals.
I'm going back to 2019, but.
Okay. I mean, this is where I'd be like, they ran the NFC for 5 years. Like, that is right up 49er fans' alley. But my question would be, what's it mean?
Right, and if I was a fan listening to that, it wouldn't. No, it means that
you can't pay
the price, Steiny.
You can't.
And it might have taken a lot out of you, and you didn't get the throne. That's what it means.
You can't do what you do, which is talk about how, remember how when we got there, we won it. And, Steiny, this is a fan base that's starving. They haven't won a Super Bowl in 30 years. Steiny, you don't get it. These guys are used to winning, these 49er fans. Okay, you're right on all those things. So then don't say, boy, it was almost a dynasty. These fans are too sophisticated for that.
And like hurt.
You don't have to win them over with false praise.
And there we go.
Right.
I don't do that.
Well,
I've never done, even with my children.
It kind of feels like it sometimes. Right. I get it.
No, because you're scorned. And I don't know why you're scoring, but it had nothing to do with
me. Scoring.
So you take out your sports insecurities on me, and you think Goo would open the mic to get some brownie points from fans.
Well, I just don't think the Niners had a dynasty in the last 5 years.
Have they been close to a Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
But more than
most dynasties are talked about
we're not talking.
Yeah, they're not a dynasty.
You're saying it doesn't apply to the Niners.
Have
the Niners been close to a Super Bowl these past few seasons?
You know what? Not really. Not really.
Losing two.
They were never in the NFC Championship game against the Eagles. They got blown out 50-3.
But they get credit for getting there.
And then Pat Mahomes did what he does.
And the Niners did what they did.
You know what? I mean,
tricked it off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they've had a nice run. I'd let you get away with good little run. I'd let you get away with they've been good but have nothing to show for it. But
that's what all that Steiny, means.
Steiny, this is a price of a dynasty. Oh, even though they didn't. No.
I'm the author of that.
It's not a dynasty. You got to usually. And maybe I'm speaking out of turn here, but my understanding was it's hard to talk about a dynasty if you've never won one championship. That's all.
Well, I'm the guy that thinks the Niners in 19 were better than the Chiefs.
Right.
And I thought the Niners were better than the Chiefs.
And the Warriors have six titles.
Now, why'd you go there?
Because it's the same thing.
It's not.
No, again.
Like, they win overtime. Yeah. Shouldn't even went to overtime.
Yeah. I get it.
It's your money.
You know, that's not good enough for you, but it's. You know,
now, the Chiefs are a dynasty.
Oh, okay.
We're having some fun.
Right. And the 49ers aren't in their league.
Well, they're an NFC. They're an AFC.
Austin, you got that one right. And you know what? And I've been letting it go. And
I'll stop.
I'll continue to let it go because I don't want to get bogged down in it. But, yeah, I mean, it's, stop. You know, again, usually.
It's nuanced.
Trying to know think who I mean. Else. Let's see.
You don't want to chew on the Buffalo Bills.
There you go. Last 5 years, in your mind, Buffalo's been a dynasty.
Oh,
they make the playoffs every year. They're kind of knocking on the door. It's kind of like a dynasty.
Zero Super Bowl.
Just for that little detail of you got to win it.
I still stand on the Warriors should have six titles.
And again, maybe we can do a show from Fantasyland tomorrow.
Step into my office.
Yeah. Well, then if
Draymond doesn't get suspended.
Right, if Steph Curry's got six rings. Then you know what? He ain't giving back the gold medal.
No.
Mm-hmm. What's coming up next on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And let me tell you about new vodka. If you're wrapping up the workday like me, and it's time to flip the mental switch, it's time to unwind. When I'm off the clock, new vodka is what I'm drinking. N-U-E. New vodka is American-made. Award-winning, 7 times distilled for that clean, crisp taste that you love so much. I'm telling you, I've got a couple of the cucumber, got a couple of the citrus. It's smooth, it's versatile, makes every cocktail feel like it's coming straight from behind the bar at your favorite bar or dive bar or upscale lounge. Hit up their website to check out some killer cocktail recipes and make sure, like I said, you try their all-natural flavors, cucumber and citrus. They're absolute game changers. Remember the name, New Vodka. That's N-U-E Vodka. It's not just my pick. It can be yours, too. When the show's over and it's time to relax, Goo, we're going to have some new vodka on the shelf. N-U-E Vodka. It's in stores now. And if you don't see it at your favorite bar or restaurant, ask for it. And we'll get it for you. Mm-hmm.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
When are you going to get a heart?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You hear about the big controversy at Oracle Park over the weekend?
I was there. When they threw somebody threw Friday night. They threw
that was small potatoes.
Did they find the culprit that did that? I didn't have one too many. I think I just saw two balls. I had to shake. Hey, I'm serious. Having the ball. I go, you didn't just see that. Dude, that was terrible. But no, I didn't hear about it.
Well, I hadn't heard about it either until this morning. I did my live 105 hit with Marcy Weiser. Usually around 9:15.
All right.
9:20. And she brought this to my attention that... So I don't know if it was Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, but one of those days was Hello Kitty.
Oh yeah,
day at the Giants.
Yeah,
yeah, and I'm not sure again what day it was, but Sunday.
Okay.
And as you know, they've been drawing very well. They had probably 40,000 plus there.
Oh my gosh!
Problem was is that they only had 15,000 Hello Kitty jerseys. So. 25,000 fans apparently were very, very disappointed because even though they may have gotten there early, they did not get a Hello Kitty jersey. And how many of those fans
caused a stink?
I was going to say, how many of those fans even cared about the Giants game? They went to get that jersey.
No doubt. Wow.
So if anybody's got some details on that.
Well, how would you
actually
feel?
There's the detail.
Well, if you had a little girl, a little daughter, one of your daughters when they were little, and you're like, let's go get it. And then they're like, sir, we ran out.
I mean,
enjoy the ball game.
I mean, honestly, I would use it as a life lesson.
Or go to the mall and get the Hello Kitty yourself for your kid.
So then you got to buy a ticket to the game for the kid and then take them shopping afterwards.
It's called parenting.
No. It's called enabling.
The tickets were pretty expensive too, specifically because it was Hello Kitty jersey giveaway.
So I'm working with two smart guys and Steiny. That was pretty good. What would you do to rectify it, Evan? And Steiny, I want to seriously.
Get 40,000 jerseys.
No, but to fix this for the ones that didn't, would you do it again, E?
Nah, ship sailed. They blew it.
You can't
they
rectify
it. They blew it.
You can always rectify it or try.
Yeah, for the next giveaway, make 40,000 of them. Which, oh, by the way, is something the Dodgers do. And it's something the Padres do.
Oh, boy.
It's something a lot of teams who sell thousands of tickets and expect sellouts typically do.
So why was there a shortage?
The Giants used to do that, by the way.
I know what happened. It's your typical bait and switch.
Oh, I was That's in sales. We don't. I don't like that
hey,
term.
Hey, everybody. We got Hello Kitty jerseys for you. Come out to the ball yard. Then you get out to the ball yard and they're like, yeah, no jerseys, but you get to sit through this anemic offense for nine innings.
I feel bad for the, for who? The Hello Kitty fans. The ones that caused the stink. I like, boy.
You just, usually the Giants are on top of that.
So fix it. Bring your ticket stub or prove you were at the game.
Let me tell you.
We'll give it to you.
Let me tell you how you fix it. Larry Bear comes to a microphone and goes, yeah, we made a mistake. See you at the ball yard next week.
No, you know what? This is why I shouldn't be here. I should have a higher up job. Steph Curry Day is coming.
Yeah.
Somehow you incorporate Hello Kitty with that, and that's how you make it up.
The stadium doesn't hold 97,000 people. They can't play the game at Levi's. You can't. I mean, I'll tell you what, though. Hello Kitty might be greater than Steph Curry.
And she's still a thing.
I thought it was a cat.
No, well, yeah, I mean, it was around when my baby, my daughter Milan was around. Like is Dora the Explorer still a thing?
No, it wasn't.
Hello Kitty's been around even during my childhood.
No.
Steiny, stop.
Your daughter,
Milan.
Hello Kitty was
before her.
Way before.
And it's still a thing, which I'm shocked.
1975-76 is when Hello Kitty came onto the scene.
LeBron James.
What does that mean?
So the longevity that she's still a thing.
Oh, boy.
The point is Hello Kitty hasn't played out.
I think it is played out.
Then why are fans mad?
You know why? Because we're a mess.
I agree with you on that.
We're a mess.
But give me the point. You got to fix it.
What was I going to say? The contracts that those guys were talking about in the morning. Ayuk and Adams.
I love it.
Are there these guys in the morning were talking about, you know, if you could take back one contract, would it be Adams? People think I'm negative. Would it be Adams or Brandon Ayuk? And of course, I started thinking, well, are there any other candidates?
Of course you did. Honorable mention, Steiny. Dre on there.
He doesn't belong on the list, but only because his contract's not crazy. But if his contract were a little crazier, I think he would be.
How about Brock Purdy?
He would be a nominee. We don't know that yet.
Well, how'd you feel when he signed it? Like, I feel like he got paid for what he's done, so I'm good either way.
Well, of course, because he's a hometown quarterback. But
that is so weird.
No, I mean, a year from now, we might want to take that contract back.
But to me, what I'm saying to you, guru math, Purdy can never be a bust.
Yes, he can.
Because when he was on, you were paying him peanuts. So you guys missed those opportunities. Okay. That's how I truly look at it.
What fundamental part of,
you know what I mean?
What fundamental part of, if Purdy has a terrible year, he might have the worst contract in the Bay.
But it will never take away him taking you to the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship game on the fly.
Guru,
if
Brock Purdy is the quarterback of the Niners for the next 5 or 6 years and never gets back to a Super Bowl or never gets back to an NFC Championship game, people are not going to like it.
No doubt. And I understand that, but can you just look at me? What if they are not as good in other areas for him?
Well, they're not going
to be. Not to get back there. Like, they could be paying a guy where they know our best shot we had, guys.
Well, then that was dumb. If they think it was his best shot, then I don't.
Well, obviously, they're not at home with the remote saying that, but it could end up being that way.
End up having the worst contract in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. It's possible. I don't think it's going to be the case. But
who else could we put on there?
Jimmy Butler.
He saved
the guy who could be up there is Bosa.
Well,
Nick Bosa.
Oh man, I just perked up. Not that I'm happy. Like, the light is on him.
Who's the Giants' second highest paid player?
The Giants' second high. I would have to say, Adams, and then is it Chapman?
Probably.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Chapman's fine.
I don't know.
Chapman's fine. 925 says Ayuk is worse. At least
It's because he's acting like he doesn't want to be here. That's what got to, I got to be careful on my verbiage. Guru,
think about this for a minute. They overpaid him. He got paid. He got hurt. And he still hates it here. But you won't say they made a mistake.
The 49ers
made a mistake.
I'm the one that's calling them out.
Oh, my God.
Where are the Q-tips?
Yeah.
How am I being this passionate about that? And you're telling me I'm not saying that. That don't match. I'm saying the audacity, the gall of Brandon Ayuk doing what he's doing.
The stupidity of the 49ers is a way I look at it. What, this guy has shown
himself
to be selfish, and then you were going to pay him, and then he was going to turn into a different guy?
And now he's hurt, and he's still kicking up dust? He gets my vote.
So you've come full circle, at least.
I am the circle.
I know
you
are.
I told you, I couldn't believe he was doing
it.
When they paid them, Stani,
yeah, that was
great
move
for him.
Great move.
I thought so.
Yeah, well, it's not.
I didn't beat him up like everybody did in four games.
It wasn't a great move. It's okay to say it.
So everything Adames is doing, real quick, everything Adames is doing while things aren't going his way individually, I feel like Brandon Ayuk's doing the opposite while he's hurt. Like, you're being a distraction. Now we got to figure out what you mean. It's not like go team.
I just don't think he's a distraction. I just don't. I think these guys, I think pros deal with this crap all the time. And it's that they just, it goes with the territory.
Oh, man.
To my way of thinking. And every team has to deal with some form or another of this kind of crap.
Well,
this is just what the Niners have to deal with.
Okay.
But every other team is dealing with crap like this, too.
We get to spend a lot of time outside the office, the studio, Stoney, and one of your greatest stories is Steven Jackson, after he got paid, pulled that trick at training camp and let everybody know he wanted to be out. I got to be careful here, but right now this has all the ingredients of that. And what makes it worse is Ayuk is hurt. So I just want to drive to his house or pull up and meet me at the old ship. Why are you mad? The team should be mad or disappointed, not in you, just the fact that you're a bump on the pickle. We don't know when you're going to play, but what are you doing on social media? You're making it seem like you're not happy. We overpaid you.
He's not happy. We talked about this, and you said to me after the conversation was over, "Now I get it, Steiny. You're right. Every time I explain something to you, you acknowledge what I'm saying, and then a day later, you ask me the same freaking question."
Stop.
He wants the ball more.
So why sign your John Hancock on the dotted line?
Because
you know that's not going to happen.
Because at the time he signed it, he probably had visions that his role would increase, and it didn't, and he's mad.
Well, Sonny, it was four games, if that.
Exactly. It's four games. And then he got hurt. And he stunk in those four games. Oh, catch radius. Oh, Craig, catch radius.
But you won't call this a distraction yet.
No, nobody's paying attention to him. He can't play. He can't play right now, so who cares what he's doing?
Even if it's making it seem like he's not happy, I think that's a distraction.
Here's the other thing. If you think the guys on the team don't know he's not happy without seeing it on social media, I say I disagree.
Mm.
Of course they know he's unhappy.
Damn.
They're his teammates. He got over.
But he's not
got over.
When you get over, you're happy.
Well,
when you get over, you are happy in
true.
Life.
That's true. It makes this one a little bit funky.
Yeah, you're right.
But
707,
I think Jimmy Butler's contract should be discussed. Jimmy Butler.
Well, he saved
the season.
He's a
good player, but is he worth 120 over the next 2 years?
Well, we got to see.
He's not.
Well, you can't rob him of that.
I will. He wasn't a $60 million player this year. Not when the chips were down. Listen. Here's all I'm going to say. I like my $60 million NBA players to be able to get a shot off. There you go. You happy?
I'm proud of you. Yeah,
there you go. I did that just for you.
That's my guy, Evan.
Did that just for you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it this way, how many games did he play for the Warriors?
Enough to get them to the playoffs.
Okay, yeah. So let's say.
And went around.
Let's say 60. 50. 50 games.
Oh, you said all of it. Yeah.
50 games. So I'm trying, you know, I wonder if we could measure that contract by the pump fake. You know,
I bet if we did it, we
would be like, you know what? He's made he made basically last year $500,000 a pump fake because he probably did 120 pump fakes.
And 99% they worked.
Not when it counted.
Look at you just holding back your old takes. Hey,
what?
Acting like they're new ones. Dude, you are so funny. You send me to do the hard, dirty work. I get it.
Yes, I think we should. Draymond Green, he's another one, perhaps. To me, it would be...
He was third.
Ayuk, Adamas, Bosa.
That Bosa one, that's it. Wow, man.
But, you know, he's got help now on the other side of the line, so...
Does he?
We've got to be taking stuff off his plate.
All right.
Got to be doing that. Oh, what about Jair Alexander?
What we didn't like, I thought all three of us were on the same accord. I mean, Stoney's missed 20 games in the last two seasons.
The official number?
Oh, you got it.
Of course. He's missed half the games in the last 4 years. 34 games in 68 games. Oh. And then the last 2 years, it's gotten even worse because he's only played seven.
That's like my old Seville.
Sounds like they should have signed him last year.
No wonder Green Bay is like night-night. Best ability is availability. I mean, he's good when he's out there. But, boy, who would pay a top dollar for, yeah, health is wealth.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
So, you're down on Ayuk.
No, I'm down on his social media game. Man, okay. I am blown away that he did what he did a couple weeks ago or last week.
Can you do me a favor, and I'm being dead serious. Yeah. Can you recap again what he did? Because I'm
all right. So
not exactly sure.
Roddy White, the old Atlanta
KTMZ, right here.
I was thinking,
there you go.
Now I don't like it. I'm just telling you, this stuff follows me. Right. Roddy White and some former players did a podcast, and in the podcast, he's former Atlanta Falcon receiver, played under Kyle Shanahan as he was his offensive coordinator.
Okay,
and Julio Jones were on the podcast. Julio Jones, I guess, Donnie, is still feeling some type of way of his lack of targets in the Super Bowl where they lost to the Patriots. You remember that?
Yep.
Okay. The offensive coordinator was Kyle. So on this podcast, they were talking about Kyle, and Julio Jones didn't say he hated Kyle. He just talked about why would I only get minimal targets? Mm-hmm. I wasn't a factor. So that day on IG, Brandon Ayuk had a picture of Julio Jones in his uniform, in an Atlanta Falcon uniform.
Okay.
So I didn't know what that was.
All right.
So this is about 1 p.m. So later, I'm just on the, doing my
social
thing.
Media.
And then I see the podcast.
All right.
And I'm like, okay, Julio said that about your current coach, who was offensive coordinator then. Why do you have him plastered on your IG?
Right.
So I took that as, I can feel what Julio Jones was saying.
Right.
Because when I was in the Super Bowl, I had the same offensive coordinator / head coach.
Right.
And I only had 4 targets.
Right.
So I thought that I didn't go anywhere, call you or Evan. I think I sent it on the Vine. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of interesting.
But wouldn't,
why are you, throwing your coach under the bus?
You took it from A to B. All you need to do is go B to C. He wants the ball more. That's why he did it.
Oh, right.
Okay, so you were wondering why he's doing
it. No, I knew
he's doing it.
Yeah. But, Sadie, he hadn't come out. I wish he would just say it somewhere.
And if he did, you'd talk about how now he's even more of a distraction.
No, it wouldn't change that he got paid. I'm thinking the Benjamins you just got from this deal, even if you wanted to send that message, you would bite your tongue.
Why?
Because you just,
Every great receiver, no matter what they're making, complains about lack of touches. I almost think, how dumb could you have been if you're actually the Niners thinking, well, if we overpay him, we'll placate him, and then he'll be okay with us not giving him the ball very much. It's like, that's not how it works.
I advocated for them to do that.
Right.
Wow.
Hey, Jimmy Butler, we really want you on our team, and we're going to sign you for a $120 million extension, but you're not going to get the ball very much, but don't worry about it. You got your money. No, some guys are competitors. They want it all. They want to win a Super Bowl. They want to get their numbers.
There's a right way to do things too, though. Right, Stoney?
But we knew this guy he's been who he is for how long now? And I would say his entire career. Now, he's had some good moments, but the reality of the situation is he and Kyle Shanahan did not get off to a good start. And he was in the doghouse. And he was so-so for the first couple years. Then he had a big year, a couple good years. And they paid him like Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase. And he's not that guy.
Mm.
That's what I think.
Well, hopefully he has a bounce. I mean, he gets healthy.
Well, he may have a bounce back 6 games.
My man.
Do we have any indication of about when he's coming back?
I don't. And what scares me, go ahead.
No, I think I've heard like, oh, week four, that sounds early to me.
And it was the same thing, but it was later with Greenlaw. He got hurt in the Super Bowl, which hurt his chances of coming back. But IU got hurt early on in the season, so I don't have that information, Stoney. But the sooner the better, because if you just think about it, if you're, let's say, what's a good defensive team out there? The Ravens. And you're lined up against the wideouts of the Niners.
Mm-hmm.
Is a young Pearsall and Jennings really scaring you? And I know you got Kittle. Like, is that, and Robinson, are that really scaring you, Stoney?
I don't think it's significantly more scary with Ayuk.
Wow.
I mean, he's like, I think he's good. I think but he's a good receiver. But I don't think he's in the class of the guys that are making about the same amount of money as him. And maybe they should have thought about how he might react to his role not changing.
He is no Julio Jones. I hope you don't think you're in that category.
But he what he'll tell you, if we had him in here, I could be if they used me like Julio Jones. Like, you know he would say that, even if he's not as good as Julio Jones, right?
Well, can't wait, man.
For what specifically?
The season. And all these questions to be answered.
So it's June.
And my
July,
mantra
August.
Is
about four more months.
You are a writer. Mine would be for the Niners, and I could give you one for every team. Is the window shut? That would be the title for the 2025 Niners. Because when it's all said and done, we'll know.
I think the window's shut this year. I don't know if it'll be open next year, but I think this year's shut.
I don't think they feel
that way. They're not going to win a Super Bowl this year.
Well, I'm not saying
that. So that's why I think it's shut.
What if you get to the NFC Championship game?
Did they win it?
Let's say they lose it.
Well, then it was shut.
I gotta be honest. If they get back there, it ain't shut. What's shut? Yeah, come on, Stoney, get the NFC Championship.
Look, if they get back to the NFC Championship, just give them a Super Bowl ring in your mind. Seriously, when you say like, did I think they had a? Well, first of all, two of the last 3 years, did I think they had a chance in the Super Bowl? Yes. Last year, did I? Not once the season started. This year, do I think they're going to win? Like, is their Super Bowl window open? I don't know. Is Dallas is open?
Could be.
Okay, well, then I'll answer could be. But I don't believe it is for the Niners. Like, I don't. But again, you're right. Like, this is where we're going to be talking about this all year because there's a chance they could win the division and not be that great. But they'll have won the division and then we'll go into the playoffs and people will think they have a shot and I don't think they would have a realistic shot. It's just me. Hey, you traveling in 2025? Start your journey right at San Francisco International Airport. It's got the most nonstop flights from the Bay Area, easy parking, live performances, and tasty food. Why settle for less? Fly from SFO, where your best journeys begin. Visit flysfo.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.